Jay.
Bob, you've got to be looking forward to seeing Eric Berry finally getting back on the field. Just what impact will he have? And they were preseason games, but it did show a little vulnerability. Just talk about his.
Well, impact. I think anytime you get a player of Eric back, his talent level and the way he's played over the years, it's a great help. He's an experienced player, which has a lot to do with it. That's one of the things that, you never can make up for missed practice time, but at least he's played enough football, in real situations that hopefully he can walk back in there and do a pretty good job. Got to adapt. I think the biggest thing you still adapt to is the speed of the game, because you haven't been out there seeing it. Even speed in practice is different than speed in the game. But I think, having EB back is a real settling thing back there, and obviously gives us a guy that can make big plays and the other part of prevent big plays because he has a great range and speed.
Does he look 101%?
Oh, yeah, he looks fine to me, yeah. Yeah, and you can ask him, but, I haven't noticed anything since he's been back full time.
Bob, I asked you last week how you could tell when a team was making progress or
right.
ready for regular season. Now that you got a couple practices obviously left, but what are your expectations for Sunday for this group based on what you've seen?
Well, I think, we've got a real good group, and I think they're looking forward to playing, and, one of the things we try to do is have an attack mentality, and not just in the sense of bringing pressure and that, but in just the way we play. And a little bit in this game because, we don't really have a set body of work that we can look at Tennessee and say, hey, this is what they really are. Mm-hmm. We have our experience, with Kenny Wisenhunt at San Diego. We have what we've seen in preseason, but they're probably finding themselves, their strengths and what they are and how these guys melt in and blend in their system. So, one of the important things for us is going to be is play the way we want to play, and then just be able to adjust as things happen in the game. We tell our players that all the time. Anyways, the one thing about when you're on defense, the enemy has a vote too. They can be doing this all the time, and our game they decide not to. So you have to be able to flow and adjust, and you try to hopefully build your system so it can do that.
Do you have a sense that your guys are ready to play?
Oh yeah,
more like they did the first half of last season.
Well, yeah, I think we're I'm really speaking from the mental part and the emotional part. I think they're really looking forward to getting out and playing. And the great thing about the opening game is you really never know about your team till this team takes that field and plays. And I've always felt that you won't even know that till something goes bad. And then you're going to find out what kind of team you have, and in our case, what kind of defense are we going to have, So that's a big part of this thing. There's, you guys have watched enough NFL football. There's the swings in these games that happen, and the teams that really can handle them and come right back and not lose a step and not be back on their heels, to me, they're the ones ultimately that over the course of 16 games are going to be successful.
Coach, Josh Malga says that he's starting this week. What is he going to give you for the short term as Mace is out?
Well, he's, Josh is a guy that's been in the system, been a veteran player, is very versatile, can play at either position in sub or base. So he gives us that. He's a very intense guy. He plays with a lot of passion, and he's quiet, but he loves to play the game, and I think he's going to bring that, we're fortunate to have a guy like that can step in when a guy like Joe goes down.
You mentioned your defense playing aggressive. The NFL said that they're still going to be calling a lot of tight mm-hmm. defensive pass interference. Have you had to adjust how you coach the defensive backs, your defense, when it comes to how aggressive they can be and trying to play man on some guys?
Well, no, I think you it's really what we've said forever is that, in every game, whether before they started, enforcing this rule different or emphasizing the rule different, whatever you want to say, you always tell the players, look, you have to adjust to how the game's being called. And that's always been true. If you don't understand the game and these officials, how they're doing this, it can be a tough game for you. So you have to adjust a little bit and go like that. The rule really hasn't changed. They've just enforced the rule tighter, and that's fine. So we got to adjust. We haven't changed how we're playing. I mean, our techniques are going to stay the same. They just have to know down the field, 5 yards is 5 yards, and you got to play it out. And, you know, like even before this, you might have a disagreement with what you thought was five and they thought was five, but it is what it is. And you know, the players have to adjust. And at the same time, you can't get consumed by this. You know, you got to play. I mean, you know, they've been under these rules forever. They didn't change one thing about the rule. You know, so all we got to do is say, hey, look, do what you were taught to do, the way you're supposed to do it, and you're going to be fine.
A week ago tonight, Philip Gaines had a night where most defensive backs have at some point in their career. The bricks all kind of fell on him. Uh-huh. How was he reacting?
I think good. I mean, you know, as good as you can. You know, I'm sure no one likes to go through that. You know, that was a tough night for him. And, you know, that's kind of what I'm talking about in general. Like, when things happen to you out there, you got to have the ability to bounce back. And whether that's an individual player or our unit or our team or whatever it is, that's mandatory to me if you want to sustain yourself. Because we're going to have, all of us, units, teams, individuals, throughout 16 games, we're going to have moments like that. You know, maybe not as many as he had, but moments. And you can't lose confidence in yourself. You can't lose confidence in the system, the whole thing. And that's, we talk about that all the time. You know, there's a lot of times on a particular defense, somebody's got a real hard job to do, you know. And we always tell them, hey, this guy's got the hard job here, fellas. So, and that's important for people to understand, because, hey, that guy gets beat, or they run a play that takes advantage of the weakness of that defense. Don't lose confidence in the defense. Don't lose confidence in the player. And you go forward like that. You know, I mean, it's all, you know, there's no perfect defense. There's no perfect offense. And you got to play through a lot of things in this game.
Bob, when the team's watching your tape later on down the road from Sunday, what impressions do you hope that they get?
Well, we want to be, you know, an all-out aggressive team. And, again, I want to put the emphasis, that isn't, I'm not talking about number of people rushing the quarterback. I'm just saying the way we play the game, and we want to play like that, and we want to play with a passion that you can feel on film, to me. And you know, when we watch film, sometimes you can feel that you're watching somebody else play against that officer. Now, that team plays it the way we like to play the game. That's how the game is supposed to be played. So that's, you know, to me, that's playing like a chief, the way we want it done.
Bob,